Donald Trump pledged that after he's sworn in, he will terminate President Obama's executive orders, including Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Now, you remember after Congress failed to pass the so-called DREAM Act, Obama issued the DACA order in 2012 to give young adults who'd been brought to the U.S. illegally as children before a certain date work permits and a temporary reprieve from deportation. About 750,000 students and young workers qualified. Then in 2014, Obama moved to expand DACA to include more young people and to protect some parents of children in the country legally. A federal court in Texas blocked that expansion. That ruling went to the Supreme Court, which in June deadlocked 4-4, meaning the Texas ruling blocking Obama's expansion stands. So, what should happen now? Let's start with Mark Krikorian. He's executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors tighter immigration controls. Mark, you agree with the Texas court that expansion of DACA is illegal, but while you think President Obama's executive orders are unconstitutional, you want President-elect Trump to issue one to revoke all of DACA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an illegal program. The president simply has no authority to grant benefits to, you know, millions of people. And, you know, that's what this is. This isn't just deferral of deportation. This is work permits, Social Security numbers, driver's licenses, access to the earned income tax credit welfare program. There's no path to citizenship here, but it really is a legal status. And Congress, the Democratic Congress in 2010, specifically failed to pass the legislation called the DREAM Act that this executive action was based on. And the president said, well, I'm just going to do it myself. And so the second of the two questions is relevant here, and that is, how will it be ended? Will it be sort of a big bang where Trump on, you know, January 20th says all of this is turned into a pumpkin and you guys are all illegal aliens again? Or will he stop the program, no new grants of DACA, no renewals, but everybody who has it, it will be allowed to kind of run its course and then it'll end?
Well, let's take the economic repercussions first. Some 645,000 workers would lose their work permits if the program was abruptly ended, as you said, with an executive order. That would cost the U.S. economy $433 billion in lost growth over a decade, according to analysis by the Center for American Progress. Then separately, Arizona has been studied. Between 2007 and 2012, Arizona's population of undocumented workers dropped by 40%. Many were in construction and agriculture. And so between 2008 and 15, a study by Moody's Analytics concluded the departures alone had reduced Arizona's gross domestic product by 2% a year.
Sure it did. Obviously, fewer people, means a smaller economy. The question is, are Americans individually better off? That's number one. And number two is, there's stuff a lot more important than aggregate growth. And, you know, really, all the economic arguments for DACA aren't really all that salient because, you know, 750,000 people in an economy in a nation of 320 million people doesn't have really any meaningful effect on the economy. That's just, I just don't buy that.
Well, what about the emotional argument? These are now students, workers, people who, through no choice of their own, were brought here when they were little children because you have to prove that you were here since the age of 16. What about this notion that we're America and children in particular who have had no choice in how they come to this country, we'd be throwing them into a country that they don't know?
A couple of things. First of all, it's not like there's ICE people coming at their door at 9 o'clock the next morning.
Well, why not? As your colleague points out, I believe it's John Miano, one of the problems
with DACA. They have all their names and addresses.
They have their names and addresses. They've registered.
But the fact is they got names and addresses on lots of criminal aliens who are in jail, people that were let go. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not deportable. I'm just saying as a practical matter, you know, it's not like you really need to build a cubbyhole in your garage to hide in. That's the first point. But the second point is, if this is a good argument, and I actually accept the argument, broadly speaking, that illegal immigrants who came here as young children, not 15-year-olds, some of them actually came on their own. I'm talking about kids who actually spent most of their childhoods in the United States before age 7 or 10, something like that. Giving those kids amnesty is a good idea. I'm actually for that as part of a package in Congress that includes enforcement trade-offs, things like that. But Congress has not passed that. And there's all kinds of things that I think are good policy that I don't just get to do if I'm president.
But you say it should be passed by Congress, but as you well know, this Congress would not.
Maybe not. Number one, if that were true, so what? I mean, there's the elected representatives of the people. That's the way it is. But I would also submit that a deal specifically targeted toward the Dreamers, I would not assume that something like that couldn't pass. In fact, part of the reason that this issue with the Dreamers and now DACA has dragged on for so long is that the advocates have refused to focus just on fixing that problem. They always have used it as a kind of advertising gimmick for amnestying all the other illegal immigrants. And if they at some point decide the Dreamers want to cut a separate deal to fix their problem, I actually think that's not impossible.
Mark, thank you. That's Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. So let's bring in Zulema Dominguez, a 23-year-old student at Hunter College in New York and a member of the Youth Power Project for the advocacy group Make the Road New York. She was brought to the U.S. from Puebla, Mexico, when she was 7. She's now a DACA recipient who signed up for a renewal in August, which current DACA recipients are encouraged to do. But Zulema, how are you feeling about your future right now?
Well, as for now, after the elections, I've been feeling overwhelmed, and I've been having a lot of anxiety. I have no idea what will be my future in the next few days, and that's the anxiety I'm having as for now.
And what does, in your, you tell us, what does DACA provide for you?
Well, DACA, first of all, it provided me a better job where with my salary, I could be able to help my family. And second, to continue with my education, that which was the main idea. Because I was able to, with DACA, I was able to apply for a Social Security card. And with the Social Security number, you can apply for a scholarship and continue with your education.
Yeah. Well, you know what the arguments are. There are some people who feel there are just too many immigrants in the country and they don't want to see a path to citizenship for any undocumented immigrant. But we also hear the constitutional argument that the fact that it was an executive order is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court split on that question. What about taking your chances with Congress, having this kicked back to Congress to vote on it?
Well, I think it's a politics game, you know. Is it the Congress president? It's back and forth. And as for now, it's, we're going to fight them back. We have fear, but we deserve our respect and dignity.
Well, do you also feel, you know, as if your whole livelihood, your future has been in other people's hands, brought here to the U.S. by family? The Congress under the Obama administration, it was 5 Democrats voting against this bill in the Senate. That is the reason it didn't pass. Do you feel a little bit let down by other people, by the Obama administration, by maybe even your parents who brought you, not understanding maybe the consequences?
I mean, I can't blame my parents for wanting their child to have a better future. However, I mean, government always tries to play with our lives, where Republicans say we're going to deport 11 million, or the Democratic Party deports 2 to 3 million undocumented during the Obama administration. You know, and I think that's what Donald Trump wants to repeat. And what this politician doesn't see is that they're tearing apart families that are contributing to this country by calling them criminals.
What might happen to you? I mean, you say you're here to stay, and others are saying that in all likelihood, the Dreamers, people under DACA, may not be deported. I mean, there's people with criminal histories ahead of you in line. But what would it mean for you if DACA went away, whether you could stay here or not?
I mean, you know, it will be much harder than what it is now. But I have always, you know, I've been living without DACA like for almost 11, 12 years of my life. It doesn't mean that DACA will stop everything. Like I said, we will be continue fighting for a reform for everybody.
So this notion that if you lose DACA, you'll leave, you're saying no.
No, I mean, I have nowhere to leave. You know, I found this country as my country. I grew up in here. I graduated from elementary school all the way to high school, and I finished my associates in a community college. I'm in a 4-year college. So I found this is my country. I've been contributing. I just need one chance from all these politicians and for them to stop playing with my life and my future.
Do you worry, Zulema, that one of the things DACA required is that you register? And so all of your information, your contact information where you live, is with immigration services?
Of course. I mean, you know, that's the biggest fear I have right now as for my family. What about if immigration goes and by any chance my siblings or my parents open the door, then they will be on risk of deportation.
That's Zulema Dominguez, a 23-year-old student at Hunter College and a DACA recipient, awaiting to see what happens to that program. Zulema, thanks for speaking with us.
No, thank you for having me here.